Hello, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I don't think I will vote, but I'll vote for a Republican or Democrat.
Okay, I'm sorry, was that you said that you will definitely vote or probably vote?
Yeah.
Definitely vote?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your age?
32.
Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, white, Caucasian.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say 9.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? You can take your time. Keep in mind that there is no wrong or right answer. We just need to know your opinion.
Okay.
Sorry, what was that again?
Oh, did you not hear me say? I'm dissatisfied.
Sorry, you said very satisfied or just satisfied?
Very, very dissatisfied.
Oh, dissatisfied. Thank you very much. I do apologize. I think there's a little bit of extra audio on my end.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Now, in general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Okay. Is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Strongly
disapprove?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Give me just a minute. Now, I'm just going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people may say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Please use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So
okay.
The first one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
Ten.
Thank you. Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Banning TikTok.
I'm sorry?
banning TikTok?
Oh, banning TikTok? Yes, Ken.
Thank you very much. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
Thank you. And last one, criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds by the cops.
10.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I do want to ask you, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Spending time and energy on the issues, I think they are the problem. I think they're the ones creating the issue.
Okay, so will you say that they are not spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Or
they're not spending their time and energy fixing the problems that are important to me. No.
Thank you. Thank you for your answer. Now, you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Yeah, I'm motivated to vote, just not for Democrat or Republican. So, I'll still vote. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you very much for your time, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
So, Cornel West.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Mark Zuckerberg.
I would say 10.
Thank you very much. Now, okay. Charlemagne the God.
0.
Thank you. YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Is that a person? Or are you talking about
No, it can be either a person or organization or platform in this case.
Oh, okay. YouTube, I would say, 90.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. Haven't heard of him.
Okay. TikTok.
90.
Okay. X, formerly known as Twitter.
0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay, thank you very much. And Republicans in Congress.
0. Negative 100. All right.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
None of them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just changing things now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. So, generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Will you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you very much. In general speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
Okay. Is that much more of a benefit, or somewhat more of a benefit?
Much. Much more, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Just a few more questions, okay? So, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech company is about right.
More regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you think is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Google, X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, Facebook or Meta, YouTube, video games, or Instagram?
Google.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Now, switching gears a little bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram? Do you use it multiple times a day? About once a day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like once a day.
Once a day? Okay.
Once a day, yeah.
Okay. Do you use Facebook multiple times a day? About once a day? Multiple times a week? Multiple times a day. And how about TikTok? Multiple times a day? About once a day? Multiple times a week?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you very much. X, formerly Twitter?
Never.
Thank you very much. YouTube?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you very much. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? I'm just going to read a list of options. So, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., watching entertaining content, connecting with people who share your views and values, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, learning about business and products, or accessing unfiltered news and information.
Mostly for information and entertainment.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. So TikTok plays a negative role in society.
TikTok plays a what role?
TikTok plays a negative role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Plays a negative role in society? Disagree.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Meta keeps its user data secure. Will you say that you agree or disagree?
Mm-hmm. That TikTok keeps my data secure?
No. Well, in this case, Facebook or Meta keeps its... Yeah.
Highly disagree.
Okay, that will be strongly disagree. Thank you very much.
Strongly disagree. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. And last one, Meta plays a negative role in society.
Media?
No, in this case, Facebook, Meta.
Oh, Meta. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you very much. Now, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into the law?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, a little?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Now, yeah. I'd just like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So, generally speaking, do you support or do not support this law?
Do not support.
Okay. Will you somewhat do not support or strongly?
Strongly.
Oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, will you say that they are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Less likely.
Okay. Are you less likely, you said? So
yeah.
Will that be somewhat more likely to vote against or much likely to vote? Thank you.
Somewhat less likely, yeah.
Now, we're just about to finish. Sorry, thank you again for your time. And what do you think was the Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'm going to read a list, okay? So, they're trying to help their rich, special interests, friends, and donors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They're playing politics. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
They're trying to appease their friends and play politics, and they don't like the competition, and they don't like the lack of censorship.
Okay.
That all the other.
Oh, sorry, I caught you off. So will
you
say that
like,
they're trying to help their rich and special interests?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. So news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, local news, local TV news, print, newspapers or magazines, talk or news radio, YouTube, music and entertainment sites, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, national even network TV, news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news websites or apps, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or none of the above?
I would say probably, social media.
Mm-hmm. Just social media?
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Like YouTube and like YouTube, Facebook, TikTok.
Okay. Will you say then use websites as well or apps?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The last year?
Yes.
Well, I have a master's degree. Let me see how many years. I think it took me like,
So you do have a master's degree, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Again, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great evening.
Thank you, you too.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
Bye.